Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio. Recently, we've been only focusing on the NBA, and that's just because there's so much going on that I just want to talk about. Last week, we talked about the upcoming NBA draft and what that was looking like, and tonight, we'll talk strictly about the NBA draft and what went down yesterday in the 60 potential future NBA players that were drafted last night, and with more news in the NBA in general. So let's get started. To begin with, let's take a look at Stephen Curry's dominance and off-court leadership that can save the Warriors dynasty with Klay Thompson out once again. Curry needs to have a monster year, but he must also keep his team together. The shot bounced off the back rim. The crowd fell silent. Seconds later, the Toronto Raptors were celebrating their first NBA championship. At the time, we knew it was his last game at the Oracle Arena, but none of us could predict that final missed three-pointer by Stephen Curry would be his last meaningful shot attempt in 18 months. Even the most pessimistic minds expected the Golden State Warriors to, at the very least, compete for a playoff spot last season without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, both of whom had suffered career-altering injuries in the finals. Instead, in just the fourth game of the season, all 260 pounds of Aaron Baines proved too much for Curry's left hand to bear, sending the two-time MVP to the sidelines for 4 months. Curry made his triumphant return in March with the Warriors well out of the playoff hunt, only for his season to be stifled once again, this time by a menacing, relentless virus, infinitely more dangerous than the injury bug that seemed so fixated on Golden State's locker room. Eventually, however, frustration turned into hope. The Warriors' futility and lottery luck earned them the number 2 pick in the draft. The pick, who turned out to be big man James Wiseman, coupled with the healthy return of Curry and Thompson, a refreshed Draymond Green, and a refocused Andrew Wiggins, meant the Warriors would be back in the championship picture once again. But, as the old adage made famous by John Lennon reminds us, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. This sentiment should be ingrained into our psyches after enduring the horrors of 2020, but it's a testament to human resiliency that we continually allow optimism to triumph over despair. And just like that, with one awkward step by Thompson during an off-season pickup game in SoCal, the Warriors' potential resurgence has become a rescue mission. The news of Thompson's torn right Achilles tendon following a season loss to an ACL tear is a sucker punch that induces more sympathy for Thompson than concern over the franchise's basketball future. On Thursday, during a press conference that was supposed to be a celebratory introduction of the Warriors' future stars, General Manager Bob Myers spent the first 15 minutes grasping for words to encapsulate the devastation of Thompson's latest injury. "In my job, these are those phone calls where the color drains from your face," Myers said. "It's not that we can't deal with these things. We do, and we have. But what hurts the most is the time we put into our jobs, the sacrifices we make to do what we do, and to do what Klay does. And for him to have to now not be able to play basketball, that's the pain. That's the pain we feel for him being here since day one, since Klay showed up 9 years ago, or however many years ago it was." In the most unfair of manners, here the Warriors are, in a nearly identical place that they were before last season. No Thompson, no Durant. No sage veteran leaders like Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston. Just a longing for what could have been and confusion about what comes next. "We found ourselves with a hole at a position that we can't find many better guys to fill than a Klay Thompson," Myers said. "So now we write our board up, and under the two guard position we have a blank space." So once again, the fate of the season, and perhaps the Warriors' championship window, rests squarely on the shoulders of Stephen Curry. Before Curry's injury last year, we wondered whether head whether head coach Steve Kerr would alter the ball movement-based offense to provide more pick and rolls for his superstar in the absence of Thompson and Durant. That proved difficult in the limited time Curry was on the court due to the presence of D'Angelo Russell, a ball-dominant guard whose off-ball skills never progressed to what the Warriors wanted. With Russell gone, Curry is now flanked by Wiggins and the recently acquired Kelly Oubre, two athletic wings capable of wearing opponents down with back cuts, and who will bring delight to the organization if they can consistently sink three-pointers at a good clip. As currently constructed, the Warriors have no secondary ball handler in the backcourt. Those honors go to Green, who has led the team in assists per game in each of the past five seasons, so it's not hard to envision an offense where Curry runs more pick and rolls and dribble handoffs, though Kerr has been reluctant to revamp his offense in the past. No matter how it happens, Curry is going to have to turn into a monstrous... Curry is going to have to turn in a monstrous season in order for the Warriors to compete in the Western Conference. In addition to the star-studded Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers at the top, there are at least nine other legitimate playoff contenders. Maybe 10, depending on how the Houston Rockets proceed. But if there's any player capable of, or ready for, such an explosion, it's Steph Curry. The last time Curry was unbridled, back in the 2015 through 2016 season, when he was free of the sacrifices that came with welcoming Durant into the fold, Curry assaulted the league with one of the greatest seasons in NBA history. 30.1 points, 6.7 assists, 5.4 rebounds, and 2.1 steals per game on a 50-45-90 splits with an absurd 5.1 three-pointers made per game. That earned him the first unanimous MVP selection in NBA history. And he might need to approximate that production this season for the Warriors to have a chance at the playoffs and beyond. Everyone in the NBA is adjusting to this strange offseason. Nobody knows how it will play out. Some teams are coming off a quick turnaround from the playoffs, while others, like the Warriors, will have gone 9 months since playing in an NBA game. Curry will have played exactly 5 games, 139 minutes, and 18 months. You can say he'll be rested. Curry always keeps himself in phenomenal shape, but it would be foolish to think there won't be a significant period of rust shedding to begin this next season. With the Warriors' situation what it is, a rocky start could mean missing out on the postseason. While it's premature to close the book on the Warriors' dynasty, there's a growing chance that they don't get back to the finals during Curry's tenure. Thompson will be coming back from a torn ACL and a torn Achilles after missing 2 years. He might be the only player in major sports history besides former Warrior DeMarcus Cousins to suffer both of those injuries. There has long been concern that Green's performance could deteriorate rapidly as he ages. There's no guarantee that Wiggins and or Oubre ever will fulfill that potential that their natural talent suggests. Wiseman could end up being what some draft evaluators warned us about, an overhyped Hassan Whiteside. The Timberwolves could be surprisingly good next season, crushing the value of their 2021 top three protected pick. By far the Warriors' best asset. And if Curry gets hurt, well, let's not even go there. This is obviously the worst-case scenario, but after the last year and a half, it's only natural for the Warriors to expect disaster, and that's where the challenge comes in. That's where having a leader like Curry, both on and off the court, can make all the difference. If Curry can keep the Warriors in contention, Golden State can remain a potential destination for the next disgruntled star. At which point, Myers in the front office can deploy whatever assets necessary to bolster the roster for when Thompson returns. Then we'll be right back talking about the Warriors as title contenders next summer. It's a difficult task, but Curry has proven in his 11-year career that his contagious work ethic and enthusiasm can inspire and galvanize his teammates. The challenge in these times is staying together when your fabric is tested, Myers said on Thursday. Our fabric was tested last year. People don't know it. Our record was 15-50, But we didn't break as an organization, and we didn't falter. We didn't start blaming people, and that's hard to do in this day and age. Let's take a quick break before we'll be back for more on the NBA and sports news on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Hey, think twice before you litter. Even a small piece of trash can endanger the beautiful animals in our communities. So don't litter. Take responsibility and help the environment. Help save some animals and keep the world clean. It only takes a few seconds to find the trash can and throw away that candy wrapper. So be a role model and don't litter. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
And we're back for more on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio. We just talked about how the Warriors may or may not have it together next season with Klay Thompson out with another injury in his torn Achilles. So we'll see if Steph Curry really takes over this next coming season with Kelly Oubre and James Wiseman in his backcourt and with Draymond Green in there as well. But next up, we got news from the 2020 NBA Draft. So let's get right to it. The 2020 NBA Draft team grades. The 76ers and Michael Jordan's Hornets lead way with highest marks. The Knicks made shrewd moves. Also, the Grizzlies front office triumphed for the second straight year. After the longest wait that teams, prospects, and fans have ever had to endure, the 2020 NBA Draft is officially in the books. Though there weren't as many transactional fireworks as we might have expected at the top, the night didn't go by without its fair share of surprises. The top three picks, Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball, went in pretty much the order we expected, but after that, the twists and turns began with the Chicago Bulls taking Patrick Williams at number 4. Now that we've had some time to digest the picks, we decided to grade every NBA team's draft night as a whole. As you'll see, some teams made shrewd maneuvers, while others left us scratching our heads. The Hawks drafted Onyeka Okongwu from USC and Skylar Mays from LSU. Drafting Onyeka Okongwu at number 6 is a confounding selection on its face for Atlanta, which acquired Clint Capella in a trade just last season. But Okongwu was considered by some great talent evaluators as the best big man in this draft, presenting good value at the position despite the current roster construction. As for Mays, the Hawks found an underrated combo guard who was a playmaking and shooting to be a potential fit next to Trae Young in the backcourt. Grade, overall, B-. Let's look at the Celtics. They got Aaron Naismith from Vanderbilt, Peyton Pritchard from Oregon, and Yam Madar from Israel. The draft's best shooter is headed to Boston in Aaron Naismith, and that could terrify the Eastern Conference. He's an immediate injection of offensive punch who can catch, shoot, and score at an elite level. The Celtics also added depth at point guard in two ways. First with a veteran college guard in Peyton Pritchard, and later with a developmental talent in Yam Madar. The position desperately needed depth, and Boston adequately addressed it. Overall grade, A-. The Brooklyn Nets drafted Reggie Perry from Mississippi State. The Nets were active on draft night, trading for Mississippi State big man Reggie Perry and also acquired Landry Shamet in exchange for the number 19 overall pick. All told, it's a strong night. Shamet gives the Nets a lights-out shooter to pair next to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And Perry is a productive big who could be a rotational center because of his rebounding instincts. Nice pluck late in the draft at a position that, ideally, you don't want to spend a ton of draft capital on. Grade, B+. And the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo Ball from USA, Vernon Carey Jr. from Duke, Nick Richards from Kentucky, and Grant Riller from Charleston. Michael Jordan went and did his thing on Wednesday. He got the top-rated prospect on our big board in LaMelo Ball at number 3. And to shore up the center position, he added a pair of blue chippers in Duke's Vernon Carey Jr. and Kentucky's Nick Richards. But wait, there's more. The Hornets also added 4-year mid-major star Grant Riller, a lethal creator at the point guard position who could be a six-man or even play off ball because of his scoring efficiency. Talented offensive weapon at every level. Grade A+. Chicago Bulls. They got Patrick Williams from Florida State and Marko Simanović from Serbia. Look, I get it, Bulls fans. You think that Pat Williams pick was a reach, but you're wrong. Williams, for months now, has been steadily rising as teams watch more tape on him. And despite not being a college starter, he has his physical tools, size, and defensive playmaking to be one of the draft's big booms. One scout I talked to recently even told me he was clearly a top 5 player in his class, if you were drafting on upside. He'll take some time to develop, but Chicago had a nice draft led by him and polished off by Serbian big man Marko Simanović. He's another developmental prospect with great fluidity and mobility for his position who presents some real long-term upside. Grade B+. The Cavaliers got Isaac Okoro from Auburn. The Cavaliers are clearly making an effort to maximize their young backcourt with the addition of Isaac Okoro. He's a switchable defensive wing with a high IQ who should be able to help unlock some of the potential of Darius Garland and Colin Sexton. It was just one pick, but Cleveland went the safe route to find a player with a high floor who can play right away. Grade A. Dallas Mavericks. They got Josh Green from Arizona, Tyrell Terry from Stanford, and Tyler Bay from Colorado, who got traded from the 76ers. The Mavericks added shooting and defense, two things that fit perfectly alongside Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. Green has a ton of upside as a 3-and-D wing. Terry is one of the most exciting off-the-dribble three-point shooters in the class and was talked about as a first-round talent. Bay is an active, versatile defender who should have a shot at cracking the roster. Dallas added to its bright, young future with pieces that can also help them win in the short term. Grade A-. The Denver Nuggets. They got Zeke Nnaji from Arizona and RJ Hampton from USA. From the Pelicans via the Bucks. Most draft evaluators thought Nnaji was a bit of a reach at 22. He was number 37 on the CBS big board. And while his offensive skills are tantalizing, he has a lot of work to do to play NBA postseason level defense. Hampton was listed at number 18 on our board, so Denver did well to swoop him up after a rough season in Australia. Overall, Hampton could turn into a special scorer and Nnaji could be a capable big man, but neither will likely contribute right away, and that's fine with the Nuggets. Overall, grade B. Detroit Pistons got Killian Hayes from France, Isaiah Stewart from Washington, Sadiq Bey from Villanova, and Saben Lee from Vanderbilt via the Jazz, and Sadiq Bey was via the Nets. The Pistons were plenty active on draft night, and the biggest acquisition here is number 7 pick Killian Hayes. Hayes gives the team point guard for the franchise to build around long term because of his 6'5" frame, passing instincts, and shot creation. And to top it off, Detroit added 3-and-D wing Sadiq Bey, backup guard Saben Lee, and young big man Isaiah Stewart to surround him. Well done, Pistons, well done. Grade A. Let's look at the Golden State Warriors. Number 2, James Wiseman from Memphis, Nico Mannion from Arizona, and Justinian Jessup, Boise State. After all the discussion about trading the number 2 pick, the Warriors went with Wiseman, who fills an immediate need as a lob threat and rim protector, but has all NBA upside. Mannion, a promising point guard, and Jessup, one of the best shooters in the draft, need some time to develop, but the Warriors have had great success cultivating talent through the G League. Grade B. The Rockets, they have Kenyon Martin Jr., KJ from IMG Academy from the Kings. Now, I personally know KJ myself, and he's a great get for the Rockets. It seems like the Rockets never have draft picks, but they were able to get Martin, the son of former NBA player of the same name, via trade. Martin is a tremendous athlete, but his shot needs some serious work, and he probably won't be able to contribute for a while. But in terms of second-round gambles, it isn't the worst idea for an apparently rebuilding team. Grade, B-. Let's take another quick break before we're back with more on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio. It only takes 3 seconds to put on your seatbelt every time you get into a car, and it just might save your life. Car accidents are unavoidable because they are, in fact, accidents. But the choice you make to put on your seatbelt every time you get in the car can change the outcome of a potential accident. Make sure you and your loved ones buckle up every time and help save lives.
Welcome back to more of Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio. Now, we've been talking all about the NBA draft and who the NBA teams got, and we've been giving them grades. So let's get right back to it with the Indiana Pacers. They drafted my boy Cassius Stanley from Duke. Indiana had just one pick in the draft, but made it count by scooping up Duke one-and-done Cassius Stanley, a player we had a first-round grade on. Cassius Stanley wasn't a traditional Duke one-and-done. He was a role player who played off the ball and thrived primarily as a defender. But he's a nice 3-and-D addition with tremendous athleticism and defensive versatility. Tough to find players who check those boxes at this point in the draft. I'm going to give this one a grade of an A. Next, we got the Los Angeles Clippers. And they drafted Daniel Arturo from Minnesota and Jay Scrub from John A. Logan College. It's clear that the Clippers needed another big option, and Arturo is intriguing as a rim protector with the ability to step out and hit three-pointers. Scrub was a bit of an anomaly coming from junior college, but he has clear skill as a scorer and a pick-and-roll operator. The Clippers weren't going to solve all their problems through the draft, but they picked up a couple assets that could be useful down the road. Grade, B. The Lakers gave up the number 28th pick, which turned out to be Jaden McDaniels, in the Dennis Schroeder trade, so the champ sat out of the 2020 draft. Grade, not applicable. Memphis Grizzlies got Desmond Bane from TCU from the Celtics and Xavier Tillman from Michigan State from the Kings. If the Grizzlies hit a grand slam with Ja Morant and Brandon Clark last year, consider this an RBI triple. Bane is one of the best shooters in the draft and was ranked number 22 on our big board, while Tillman is a winning player with tremendous defensive upside and sneaky playmaking ability. Up-and-coming Memphis made some more good moves on draft night. An overall grade, A. Got the Miami Heat with Precious Achiuwa from Memphis. Pat Riley, that wily dog, made quite possibly the best use of his only draft pick. Achiuwa is a perfect scheme fit because of his switchability on defense and next-level athleticism. Miami will be able to switch at almost every position with Bam Adebayo and Achiuwa in the mix. I'm going to give this a grade of an A-. Milwaukee Bucks got Jordan Nwora from Louisville and Sam Merrill from Utah State via the Pelicans. If you were to call out two players who would be great addition for this roster next to Giannis, chances are you'd probably wind up with the two players Milwaukee drafted. Jordan Nwora is an elite outside shooter from a quick release who can space the floor in Coach Bud's system, and Merrill is a similar talent. Merrill is a career 42% three-point shooter, while Nwora, as a lead man on an ACC team last season, made 40.2% of his outside looks. I'm going to give this a grade of an A. Timberwolves got Anthony Edwards from Georgia, Leandro Balmero from Argentina, and Jaden McDaniels from Washington, from Thunder via the Lakers. Edwards was clearly the best fit for the Wolves out of the top three prospects, and he has all NBA scoring potential. But he's anything but a sure thing. Balmero and McDaniels are both exciting young prospects, but none of Minnesota's picks do anything to address its atrocious defense. Grade, B minus. New Orleans Pelicans got Kira Lewis Jr. from Alabama. New Orleans traded away three of its four picks, but Lewis is a great fit as a lightning quick point guard with scoring, playmaking, and shooting ability. It will be fun to watch him alongside Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. I'm going to give this a grade of an A. The New York Knicks got Obi Toppin from Dayton and Emmanuel Quickly from Kentucky. 2020 really is completely upside down land because the Knicks and their new front office made some shrewd selections on draft night. Toppin is a winning addition, a guy who won National Player of the Year honors at Dayton. He can space the floor as a shooter but plays above the rim, too. And Quickly is a long guard coming off season in which he made 42.8% of his threes and has some of the best touch on his jumper that you'll see from any guard. Not only did they screw this up, they were brilliant. Did they not screw this up, they were brilliant. Grade of a B. Oklahoma City Thunder got Aleksej Pokuševski from Serbia, Theo Maldon from France, and Vit Kurtsky from the Czech Republic. The Thunder's international scouts clearly put their work in, as OKC came away with three Europeans. Pokuševski is already a darling of NBA Twitter with his guard skills and a lithe 7-foot frame, while Maldon was groomed by former NBA champ Tony Parker, and Kurtsky came almost completely out of nowhere. But a 6'8 point guard is always worth a look. These are three solid pieces to kick off the rebuild. If that's a direction OKC decides to go, this is a grade of a B+. The Magic acquired Cole Anthony from North Carolina. The Magic lacked creators on offense and depth at a point guard, so the addition of Cole Anthony is a twofer. He's a combo guard who can create and can not only make shots, but can make tough shots. On the move, running off screens, pulling off that bounce, he's an all-around weapon who will help this Magic team on offense. I'm going to give this a grade of a B. And the Philadelphia 76ers got Tyrese Maxey from Kentucky, Isaiah Joe from Arkansas, and Paul Reed from DePaul. Daryl Morey's barely been on the job in Philly long enough to stake out the best cheesesteak spots, but boy, did he have himself a night. Maxey was a surprise follower to 21, who the 76ers wisely scooped up. And I love the second-round additions of Isaiah Joe and Paul Reed. Two specialists. Joe as a shooter and Reed as a defender. Maxey's creation abilities off the dribble will do wonders for this offense. Grade A+. We got the Phoenix Suns, who got Jalen Smith from Maryland. Nobody could ever accuse the Suns of going by the book. Last year, they shocked the draft world by taking Cam Johnson 11th overall, which has turned out pretty well, and Smith at 10 might have been more unexpected. He has tremendous upside on both ends of the floor, but should a team with DeAndre Ayton really take a center at number one with some great wing options, Devin Vassell, Tyrese Haliburton, Aaron Naismith still available, Smith may end up being a good NBA player, but that doesn't mean it was a good pick. Grade D. The Portland Trail Blazers got CJ Elleby from Washington State. The Blazers traded the number 16 pick in the Robert Covington deal, so that left them with Elleby, a prolific but inefficient scorer, in the second round. There were some still solid options available when the Blazers took him, LB was ranked 75th on our big board, so Portland could have done better in adding to its wing depth. Grade C+. The Sacramento Kings got Tyrese Haliburton from Iowa State, Robert Woodard from Mississippi State from the Grizzlies, and Jamias Ramsey from Texas Tech. Monte McNair's first draft with the Kings was a rousing success, and it started up by snatching up a falling Haliburton, who is ranked 6th in the CBS Sports prospect rankings. Sacramento followed them up with Woodward, a tremendous defensive wing prospect, and Ramsey, a straight bucket getter and knockdown 3-point shooter. This was a great start for the new resume in Sacramento. Grade A-. Let's take one more quick break before we're back for more on the NBA draft and more NBA news in general on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Voting is an essential part of our democracy, and democracy requires participation. And if I don't vote, someone else will, and I definitely do not want someone else deciding on laws that will affect me, my family, and my community. Voting is our civic duty, and civic duty is the rent we pay for living. So I hope everyone joins me in voting in every single election. For more resources on how to vote, visit www.eac.gov. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communications and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California.
And we're back with more on the NBA and the NBA draft from 2020, specifically on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only on Penguin Radio. Now, we've gone through most of the teams in the NBA and what they ended up doing for the NBA draft and who was traded to what team. We got a couple more teams left, so let's get right into it. First, we got the Spurs. Devin Vassell from Florida State and Trey Jones from Duke. We're not used to seeing the Spurs in the lottery, but they didn't miss a beat by drafting Vassell, who might have the most upside of all the 3-and-D prospects in the draft. They also swooped up Trey Jones, a first-round talent in our rankings at number 41, and it's hard to imagine him falling to San Antonio's system. Grade A. The Toronto Raptors got Malachi Flynn from San Diego State and Jalen Harris from Nevada. Toronto's never been afraid to take a stab at undersized guards. In fact, between Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry, the Raptors have practically copyrighted it. And that's why I love the first-round gamble for them with Malachi Flynn. He's not the most physically imposing league guard, but he's a tough two-way talent who can run the pick and roll and create offenses at a high level. Adding Jalen Harris, a combo guard forward who has some creation abilities and can really score it, further cements this class as a solid one. Grade B+. Next, we got the Utah Jazz with Udoka Azubuike from Kansas and Elijah Hughes from Syracuse from the Pelicans. The Jazz wanted a backup center for Rudy Gobert, but it's hard to see how Azubuike, ranked number 52 on our prospect list, fits into the modern NBA, given his lack of foot speed and offensive deficiencies. Hughes, who's a scorer and a shooter with defensive upside, is a solid second-round pick, but Azubuike is a bit of a head-scratcher. Grade C. And lastly, we got the Washington Wizards with Deni Avdija from Israel and Cassius Winston from Michigan State. The Wizards did a nice job of letting the board fall to them and being patient. Deni Avdija was a surprise slip to number 9, and they pulled the trigger, giving them a combo forward who can make plays next to Bradley Beal. And Cassius Winston gives the team depth at point guard, which has been a weak spot on the roster. two winning players with an impressive pass production and pedigree who should upgrade their roster in Washington. Grade A. Next, we got some 2020 NBA free agency rumors. Gordon Hayward declines $34 million player option, and the Knicks are pursuing the Celtics star. The NBA rumor mill is starting to heat up ahead of free agency. After a few weeks of negotiations between the league and the players, plans for the 2020-2021 NBA season are falling into place. The draft took place on Wednesday night, and free agency is set to start on Friday. Training camps will start on December 1st, and before we know it, opening night on December 22nd will be here. With the start of the season right around the corner, the rumor mill is starting to heat up. While there aren't many stars available in free agency, there are some veteran role players that contenders will be interested in, and the trade market is expected to be extremely busy. And speaking of trades, the moratorium was lifted on Monday afternoon, at which point teams can finalize trades. Ahead of what should be a fascinating week, here's a look at some of the latest rumors in the NBA world. First, we got the Knicks interested in Hayward. The Knicks have been aggressive in the pursuit of Gordon Hayward, according to Mark Stein of the New York Times, and Hayward has also declined his $34.1 million option for next season with the Celtics, per The Athletic's Shams Charania, becoming a free agent. The Trailblazers are in on Millsap. The Portland Trailblazers are interested in veteran forward Paul Millsap, according to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer. Millsap has spent the past three seasons in Denver, where he helped the Nuggets make the Western Conference Finals. Gordon Hayward undecided on the future. Gordon Hayward has a player option for $34.1 million for next season, but the veteran forward still has not made a decision on whether he wants to return to Boston or test free agency, according to veteran Celtics reporter Mark Murphy. A number of teams are interested in Hayward, who has also been the subject of trade talks. The Bulls are letting Dunn Harrison go and extend offer to Valentine. The Chicago Bulls have decided not to make a qualifying offer to Chris Dunn, according to Casey Johnson of NBC Sports in Chicago, nor Shaquille Harrison, according to Wojnarowski. Chicago will, however, extend an offer to Denzel Valentine, according to Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic. The Los Angeles Clippers are one of the teams with interest in the defensive-minded Dunn, who is now a free agent. Robin Lopez is opting out. Robin Lopez' one-year reunion with his brother Brooke in Milwaukee appears to be coming to an end. Robin has declined his $5 million player option for next season and will become an unrestricted free agent, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Avery Bradley is drawing interest from contenders. Avery Bradley has a player option for next season and can decide to stick with the defending champion Lakers. But if he doesn't, he'll have no shortage of options in free agency. The Milwaukee Bucks and Golden State Warriors are among contenders interested in the veteran guard, according to Yahoo's Chris Haynes. And Anthony Davis is officially opting out. Anthony Davis is officially opting out of the final year of his contract and will become a free agent, according to Yahoo's Chris Haynes. This is just a formality, however, and he's expected to re-sign with the Lakers on a long-term deal. Exactly how long of the contract he signs remains to be seen, but he won't be leaving LA. The Lakers, however, are interested in Wesley Matthews. If the Dennis Schroeder trade is any indication, the Lakers are going to be busy over the next few weeks. Another player they're interested in is a veteran swingman, Wesley Matthews, according to Mark Stein of the New York Times. With Danny Green off to OKC, Matthews would be a natural fit to replace him. He can guard multiple positions, shoot the ball well from three-point land, and has plenty of experience. The Lakers are sure to face plenty of competition to sign him, however, including from Milwaukee, where Matthews played last season. The Mavs could sign Gallinari. Danilo Gallinari is not expected to return to the Thunder, who are entering rebuilding mode. In such a weak free agent class, he will be one of the top players available, and there will be no shortage of teams interested in bringing him aboard. One of them is the Dallas Mavericks, according to the Ian Begley of SNY. Dallas had the most efficient offense in league history last season, and adding Gallinari would only make them more dangerous. His ability to space the floor alongside Luka Doncic would be a clear fit. However, signing him to a long-term deal could hinder their future free agency plans. Next, we're going to talk a little about the 2020 NBA winners and losers real quick, with the Hornets prep for arrival of LaMelo Ball while the 76ers begin roster overhaul. Anthony Edwards went number one, James Wiseman is a Warrior, and LaMelo Ball is off to Charlotte. Let's prematurely evaluate everything. 2020 draft is over, so it's time to prematurely evaluate an evening of decisions that were largely about projecting how good 19 and 20-year-olds will be in 3 to 5 years. That's right, let's look at the winners and losers of the draft. This is not meant to be a definitive assessment of quality of each pick. It's more of a look at the ramifications of draft night, what made sense and what was confusing. Winner, Philadelphia 76ers. Loser, Golden State Warriors, and maybe all of us. Winner, De'Aaron Fox. Loser, the teams that let Haliburton and Vassell slip. Winner, Theoretical Thunder. Loser, Onyeka Okongwu. Winner, Memphis Grizzlies. Loser, Terry Rozier or Devontae Graham. Winner, Patrick Williams. Loser, Minnesota's defense. Winner, Jalen Smith. Loser, Julius Randle. Winner, Luke Kennard. And that's all that we have time for. Thanks for tuning in to tonight's episode on Go Sports Crazy with your host, DJ Takeoff, only at Penguin Radio. We'll be back for more soon with more news from the NBA and just going sports crazy. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your night.